A few years ago, a newspaper columnist reported on an unusual program. It dealt with removing unwanted tattoos from the bodies of young people. Now, a surprising thing happened after the column appeared. Thousands and thousands of letters came into the newspaper office from peoples of all ages looking for more information. And because of this remarkable response, a television station decided to do a documentary, and they called it Untattoo You. It told about the dangers of amateur tattooing and showed how difficult and how painful it was to remove tattoos from the body, even small ones from the arms. The stars of the film were young people themselves. They talked frankly about why they were tattooed in the first place and why they now wanted to have the tattoos removed. Now, the story behind the film Untattoo You makes an important point on this second Sunday of Advent as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ in 3 weeks' time. You see, all of us have done things in our lives that we now regret and we would like to undo. This is not true of just of young people. It's true of people of all ages. And to concentrate on this for a moment, I'm asking you to pause in silence for a moment and just ask yourself if there is anything you would like at this moment to undo in your life. Anything tattooed on your life that you would like to erase. That is, if you had the opportunity of doing so. So we just pause for a moment in silence. Just as young people in the States rejoiced when they discovered a way of removing unwanted tattoos, so we Catholics rejoice that Jesus gave us a way of removing sins. You see, Jesus, while he lived, he never missed an opportunity of forgiving sins. And very often when the sick were brought to him, when he performed miracles to cure people who were lame or blind or deaf or dumb or whatever, he told them at the same time, your sins are forgiven. And that very often, as we know, got him into trouble with the Pharisees, because they rightly said, no one but God can forgive sins. So who does he think he is? In fact, when the hypocritical Pharisees dragged a sinner before him for judgment, he silenced them by saying to them, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And this is the same Jesus whose birthday we are preparing to celebrate in a short while. The same Jesus who helped sinners and who helped the downtrodden and the outcasts of society 2,000 years ago. And the season of Advent reminds us that the words in today's readings were intended for us just as much as they were intended for the people in the days of Jesus. Prepare a way for the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. He will have pity on the weak, and he will save the lives of the poor. These words are for us too. So that is what Advent, these 4 weeks, is all about. It presents us with an opportunity to remove any guilt from our lives, to get rid of the unwanted tattoos, to go to the Lord and to ask his forgiveness for our faults and failings. Now that means, of course, going to confessions. It means getting absolution. It means restoring peace and happiness in our lives again. And I think if we want really to enjoy going to a birthday party on Christmas Day, if we want to be relaxed and happy on that day, then these days of Advent give us the opportunity to prepare ourselves to celebrate that birthday party.